The reading this morning is from 2 Samuel chapter 22, reading verses 1 through till 4, and then 17 through to 29. And it's entitled in this Bible, David's Song of Praise. David sang to the Lord the words of this song when the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. He said, "The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation. He is my stronghold, my refuge, and my saviour. From violent men, you saved me. I call to the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and I am saved from my enemies." He reached down from on high and took hold of me. He drew me out of deep waters. He rescued me from my powerful enemy, from my foes who were too strong for me. They comforted me in the day of my disaster, but the Lord was my support. He brought me out into a spacious place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. The Lord has dealt with me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanliness of my hands, he has rewarded me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord. I have not done evil by turning from my God. All his laws are before me. I have not turned away from his decrees. I have been blameless before him and have kept myself from sin. The Lord has rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to my cleanliness in his sight. To the faithful you show yourself faithful. To the blameless you show yourself blameless. To the pure you show yourself pure. But to the crooked you show yourself shrewd. You save the humble. But your eyes are on the haughty to bring them low. You are my lamp, O Lord. The Lord turns my darkness into light. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What a song. What a song. David's song of praise. And I thought we'd start off this morning with time to have a little think. Time to think of three things twice. Three things to describe. Three things for you to have in your mind. Three descriptions following this three words. What comes to your mind? The Lord is. The Lord is. What three describing words come to your mind? The Lord is. Have you got them in your mind? Okay. And another three things now. Three things to describe, just the same, three words, and then what comes to mind. My Lord is. My Lord is. Have you got three things? Have a little think about what came to mind. Did different things come to mind when it was the Lord is compared to when you thought my Lord is? You might want to sit and think about that a moment. You might want to chat to the person next to you or just have a little think yourself if there's no one close to you. If I could just draw you to a close, if you've got lots more to say, say it later to each other because it sounds like there's some good conversations going on. Well, the reading this morning has many my's in it. Many my's. I think it was 10 or so. And lots of I's. Because David was talking about my God, his personal relationship with God. It wasn't an abstract God he was talking about. It was my God, his God, and how he had in his faith through his life been close to God and seen God's work in his life. My God in whom I take refuge, my shield, my strength. And David, at this point in the Bible, is singing a song. It's a song of thanksgiving spoken by David. You can listen to verse 1. David spoke to the Lord the words of this song, showing that personal relationship. And it gives us real insight into the strong faith that David had and how God had worked in his life, how he had supported and helped David through his very complex and often very difficult situations. We'll have a look more at how David described my Lord in a minute and gain a greater understanding of his strong faith and then how it relates to us today. But a quick overview of David's life first, just to get a feeling of the enormity of his life. I was talking to Phil earlier on, saying that you can have a child's perspective of much of the Bible in the sense that you hear stories, and the children's Bible often has pockets of stories, and you hear about someone called David, and he does all sorts of different things. But as you get older, and when you start reading, and I've got real insight after finding and reading through the Bible and learning more about David in preparation for this talk today. That's the joy of doing a preach. You learn so much yourself, don't you? Sheila's nodding. So David is just done so much in the Bible. In fact, the Bible, the Old Testament, David is talked about more than any other person. He's talked about much more. He's the most frequently named person. Half of the Psalms are attributed to him. Samuel 1 and 2, Chronicles 1 and 2. Lots about David. And the New Testament starts linking to David, doesn't it? Has anyone ever done the reading of Matthew, the very beginning of Matthew, that first chapter. It's the chapter that if you put yourself down on the reading list, it's the chapter you really don't want to do unless you're just amazing at saying very complex names. Have a look at it and see how you go, how far you get to the point where you think, oh my goodness, it's full of names. It's the genealogy of Jesus. It starts, a record of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. And then it goes on to show David's line right through to Jesus. Abraham was the father of Isaac, Isaac the father of Jacob, Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers, Judah the father of Perez and Zerah, whose mother was Tamar, Perez the father of Hezron, Hezron the father of Ram, and it goes on and the names get more complicated. Very significant, very significant. And if you're someone who has gone to or reads regularly morning prayer, you'll know in the Benedictus setting morning prayer that this link between Jesus and David is just beautifully portrayed. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who has come to his people to set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour, born of the house of his servant, David. Right through the Old Testament, the start of the New Testament. David, he started his life as a shepherd boy. And we see in Psalm 23, one of David's Psalms, the Lord is my shepherd. He leads me beside still waters. And it finishes off, I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. I shall dwell in the house of the Lord. And we see that in David's life. He was faithful to God through his whole life. And as we sang this morning, we sang about the fact that life does have its ups and downs. It has its complexity, and David certainly had a very colourful life, full of complexities, full of times when it would have been very easy to have not been faithful, to not have kept that faith, but he did all the way through his life. I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. Starting out as a shepherd boy, he protected his flock of sheep from lions and wild beasts. Quite often one of the Bible stories, isn't it, in the children's Bible, how he protected those sheep. And as we find out later, he protected his people, the people of Israel, protected. He was an accomplished musician as well, and a songwriter. Today's reading's a song, and many of the Psalms are songs as well. He played the lyre to soothe Saul when Saul was king of Israel. His psalms contain laments of troubled times, depicting the troubled times he had. Also praise and thanksgiving, today's reading. And today's reading is very similar to Psalm 18. I'll read a little bit of Psalm 18 right at the very end as a prayer. He was tremendously courageous as well. We know the story when he stood up to an extremely large Goliath, don't we? And how he was all set up with armour, and he said, no, I can't move with all this armour on. And he managed to slay Goliath with a catapult, basically. I'm not very good at all. Wasn't it? It was a slingshot. A stick with a rubber band on, but it wouldn't have been rubber then, and a stone. Yeah? So, very courageous. Goliath said, I will fight one person. And everyone was very, very anxious, and because Goliath was ginormous. And David wasn't. He was quite a slight chap. He will have been a shepherd boy, rushing around. But he defended his faith, because Goliath was not. He was questioning the faith in a big way. And David stood up courageously to that. And God was with him. We've heard in the reading, haven't we? You're strong. You keep me strong against my enemies. David, shepherd boy, musician, very courageous. He didn't have a perfect life. And it's really clear in the Bible when you read through all those different sections that he knew he'd made many mistakes. And he recognised those mistakes. He recognised his sins. But he didn't lose his faith. He continued to strive to be close to God and knew that God was close to him. So, as I said earlier, a very colourful life. He had a number of romantic flings, one of which is very, very clearly described in the Bible. But it's not past that watershed time of 9 o'clock, so I won't go on into too much detail. But he tried to correct those romantic flings, and it got him into some very, very, I would say, incredibly inappropriate behaviour. I think most people would agree with me, the outcome of that. He tried to cover it up, but it all went wrong. In fact, I was thinking over I don't know if I should say this, but over lockdown, I've been watching lots of Netflix serials, and I was thinking, it would make a really good serial, wouldn't it? You could watch it for a long time, David's life, and all the different bits and pieces within it. So his life was very, very coloured. He spent quite a bit of his life on the run from Saul, who was pursuing him, trying to kill him. And he disappeared off into all sorts of mountain areas, which you'll have known well from being a shepherd. And then he became king of Israel and was right through to a very old age. What a life. What a faithful life. He actually was born in Bethlehem. Luke chapter 2, verse 4, the town of David. You remember, think about that at Christmas time. Gosh. So, you remembered also that Phil talked about bringing the Ark of the Covenant. You remember, they were carrying it round. And it was David that brought it back to Jerusalem and brought God to Jerusalem so he could be worshipped in a place. As Phil said, the ark was where God, where the belief was where God was, so they carried him round. And David brought him to Jerusalem. And he took over from Saul and became king. He was, can be described, he wasn't perfect. He was an imperfect human, as we all are. But he was appointed by God to save and rule the people of Israel. And he lay the foundation for Jesus. Gosh, what a life. I didn't think it was right to continue into the reading without having the enormity of that life spelt out to a degree to us all. There's more to it, as you'll know. And if you read sections of the Bible, you'll see more than that. But it just gives us that picture, doesn't it, of his life and what he did from shepherd boy through to king. Faithful all the way. And we hear in this reading today his personal relationship with God. My God. Verse 1 shows us how strong his faith was, how he looks back and sees how God's delivered him from many battles and troubled times over his life. Delivered him. Delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. He was running away from Saul and he managed to hide and take refuge. God is my strength, we hear. A strong God in times when I wasn't, David would say, very strong. I was weak. God enabled me to be strong so I could carry out his word. God is my rock. Gosh, thinking about slaying Goliath, running from Saul. God, my strength. I'm not strong, but God is, and God fills me with strength. God, my rock, a solid, stable foundation on which to build David's life. And we look to Matthew's gospel, don't we, to chapter 7. The wise man built his house upon the rock, not sand. A rock, stable and solid. One on which to build one's life. A firm foundation. We sang about God as our rock. Always stably there for us in times of trouble. And David lived his life in that stable rock. Even though the world, his world, wobbled, that rock didn't. It held him. That was his faith. In times of trouble, that rock was there for him. And we compare that. We compare that in Matthew's gospel, don't we? The rock and the sand. Not a firm foundation. It wobbles. If it gets wet, it doesn't hold. God is my saviour, David goes on to say. David was saved in many conflicts in his life with Goliath, in many battles, in running from Saul. And he asked forgiveness for the parts of his life in which he strayed from God's path. We hear that too. God's saviour. We look at Psalm 16, written by David. Recognition that the Lord is always before me, for he is at my right hand, that I may not be shaken. God's there to hold in those times when we feel wobbly. God doesn't let us. He holds us. God is my stronghold, my security, my safety. His relationship with God. He's my stronghold, my security, my safety. And we see in Psalm 9, again written by David, the Lord is a stronghold for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. And we know from David's life that there was times of real trouble. God protected David from Saul, from his enemies. And we see in verse 18 at the end of the reading, he delivered me from my strong enemy. The Lord was my stay, my safety. The Hebrew word for my safety is refuge. And David sought refuge in the mountains. Another psalm that David wrote, 46. God is our refuge, a strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. The Lord was my stay. He was there for me. He's my refuge, my strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. And we hear that running through Psalm 23, don't we? The Lord is my shepherd. Do not fear. Gosh, lots of my's. Did any of those my's touch the my's that you thought of? They may well have done, or yours might have been a little different. So we see David's faith shown in his praise to God, his descriptions of God. Strong, a shield, a saviour, security, provides safety. And he gives thanks and praise for God's hand upon his life. He delivered me. The Lord was my stay. Looked at his life, a colourful but not perfect life, no. A life of faith, yes. From a courageous shepherd boy protecting his flock, to the King of Israel protecting his flock again with God close. God, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. So where does that leave us today? 2021, in a global pandemic, in an age of technological advances, in a world of great climatic worries. Well, things spring to mind. David's faith was with him all through his life. And you, like me, probably have met people whom you have understood faith from. Perhaps when you were younger, perhaps now. People who live their faith day by day, and you witness that and you see it. And those people inspire us. And they bring us closer to faith because we see their lives in faith. David is in the Bible and his faith is shown through his very complex life. Let's take a moment to give thanks for those people we know who've shown faith to us. Those people who've touched us by their lives and helped us to grow in faith. Perhaps just saying their name in our heads, picturing their faces, giving thanks for them. Giving thanks for the people who God's enabled to be in the Bible for us to understand their lives. Giving thanks for David's life, and the great message we gain from that. Let us in our prayers and relationship with God ask that we grow in faith day by day, or the days of our life, even though it'll have its ups and downs, as David's clearly had. even though there'll be times of complexity, we pray that our faith will be sustained, because God's faith to us is always, it's always constant. So David was not perfect. The second thing that springs to mind for today: ups and downs. Like us, we all miss the mark. We all get it wrong, don't we? We all stray. But in faith, he kept a close relationship with God. And too, we can. We can keep going, keep trying, keep faithful, try, manage, try to keep on track. Just as we've seen David, growing with God through it all, in our faith growing day by day, all the days of our lives. And the third thing, David developed a closeness with God, which we see in the Psalms. In the Psalms particularly, I really feel that. I think his musical talents and his poetry talents really enable us to get a real clear understanding of his relationship with God. And God, it's clear, wasn't a faraway figure. He wasn't abstract, as I said earlier. His faith was close at hand. God's hand was upon David's life. God was with him. And I feel that David recognised, This is just David. And he recognised David in faith with God and what that enabled him to do in God's name. It enabled him to be the best he could to his calling in his life through the complexity to accomplish all that he did. God is my strength, my shield, my refuge. And I pray that our faith will be with us all the days of our life, that we will not fear, that we will grow in faith, and we will be more than just us, that we will enable God to lift us to be what God has called us to be through the ups and downs of our lives. That we will not fear, that we will reach our potential in God's hands, with God's help. So let's finish. Let's finish in prayer using the words, the first section of Psalm 19, written by David. Let us pray. I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call upon the Lord. I call upon my Lord. I call upon my Lord. Amen.